This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Daryl brought to you by Chivin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how are we doing today?
I'm all right, Jonathan. A little better than Cavs fans today, that's for sure.
It's been a rough day, and it's kind of, we just gone into a little bit of a deja vu. Like last segment, it turned into Jared Allen versus Darius Garland discussions, and I'm like, we did this last year, guys. we just did this.
Yeah, and I posted on X today just kind of a similar thing. I mean, you're talking three straight playoff appearances, and you're ending, with basically the same narrative. Fair or whether you think it's fair or not, this is the narrative out there. Lack of mental toughness and lack of physical fortitude when it matters most. And, you know, they got to fix that. If they're going to win an NBA championship, they've got to fix that. Whether that's making alterations to the roster, which, granted, this offseason, very, very difficult. Chris Fedor did a great job with Baskin and Phelps trying to explain a little bit of that with the secondary apron and all that. But, that's just the reality. There is a big part of me that almost feels for Donovan Mitchell because my perception of the situation is he's ready and trying to compete for championships, and I really am starting to question if the rest of this Cavalier team actually understands the bit and what they're supposed to be doing, because they certainly did not play like that against the Pacers, and that's why they're cleaning out their lockers today.
Well, and then before we get to what they had to say today, then I guess I'll ask you, because it is, I mean, it's, again, I said deja vu, it isn't jest, but it's because we have to have these conversations. Would you make a move, or would you run it back with the same group and the core for another season?
I do have some thoughts about it, Jonathan. I'm not ducking your question. I'm not withholding you.
Now's a good time for thoughts, Daryl.
Well, no, I know. I kind of want to hang on to it, though.
Okay.
And here's why. Because I want to think about it.
Okay.
I think I slept 3 hours last night.
That's more than Donovan slept.
I know. I have some very impulsive thoughts.
Okay. I get not wanting to be boxed in. I don't want to box you in.
But I also want to be fair before I just open my mouth and say that the Cavaliers should do A, B, C, or D. Like, I want to be fair about it. Because you can't make emotional decisions, and right now I kind of want to make some emotional decisions. Just being honest about it. I do think that there needs to be a serious question asked about Jared Allen. I think that there are serious questions you got to ask about Darius Garland. I'm not saying make those changes. I'm saying you've got to ask questions there. They need pit bulls. That's my thing. They need pit bulls. Donovan Mitchell, pit bull. I think Max Strus is a pit bull. Evan Mobley, I think, can be a pit bull. I don't know that Darius Garland's a pit bull. Jared Allen, he's a puppy dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He is just one of the nicest. It pains me to say anything bad about Jared because I just professionally love and respect him so much. But like, yeah, this is three straight playoffs where he's,
yep.
he's kind of disappeared, right? And, well, it's great that it contributes during the regular season, but I kind of need him to contribute between April and June. And that's not happened. And so that's why, like, when you ask me, you know, what would you do? I'm kind of like, yeah, you know, I got to really sleep on it a little bit. And I just want to be measured in my own, shall we say, suggestions and projection of what I think needs to happen for this Cavalier team to get where they aspire to go, or say they aspire to go, and that's win an NBA championship. But after what happened against Indiana, Jonathan, this is the first time that I am – okay, second time, because last year I questioned it. I lied. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't.
We all did. It's okay.
I questioned it last year. I'm really now questioning it this year after they got picked apart by the Pacers.
Daryl Rutter reports, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. All right, Daryl, you talked to all of them today. You saw all of them today. I commended the Cavs. I thought last year they kind of ran and hid from it all, and then they used the term linear growth. They kept going because it's what they did 3 years ago, and that's what they did last year. They just said linear growth, and we got better, and that's what we're focused in on, and that's all great and gravy, and tried acting as if the series against Boston just wasn't a series where they ended it in round two. And
yeah,
I commended them today. Today, it felt like they owned a lot of it, Daryl.
They did. I'll be honest with you. I was surprised Donovan talked today. And not surprised from running and hiding. I felt he said everything he needed to say last night. I honestly didn't think that there was anything he needed to add today. And not only did he speak this morning, he spoke for 25 minutes, Jonathan.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Little cleaner, okay? Language was a little cleaner today than it was last night. But the frustration, you just can feel the frustration. And that's why I said earlier, it's like he's at one level and the rest of this basketball team is at another level. And you're not going to win a championship like that. Winning games, and LeBron learned this the hard way, winning between October and mid-April is great, right? But it's what you do from mid-April to mid-June. That's what really ultimately matters. And I kind of feel like I was having a conversation with a couple people last night about this, a couple colleagues, and it's like next season's going to be like a prison sentence. It really is, right? I mean, the regular season, it's because it's all about the playoffs. I mean, this year it was, right? But it was... we got along because they won, started off 15-0. Then they threw in another, 16-game win streak and a 12-game win streak, right? And all that excitement got built up, and obviously all the air's out of the balloon now. But look, I'll trade them winning a couple fewer games next year if that means that they advance deeper into the postseason, get into the conference finals, get to the NBA finals. And, Kenny Atkinson revealed their goal was to get to the NBA Finals this year, and they fell two steps shy of that. And if you took one step forward this year in the regular season, right, getting to 64 wins,
yeah,
but you took no steps forward in the postseason, well, I don't know how they climb the rest of this mountaintop with this roster presently constructed and with the approach that this roster took in the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's funny. I was thinking about when you were talking about the prison sentence for next year. I was thinking about Donovan's comments last night saying you can go 82-0 and no one would care. And it's just, nope. I mean, listen, season ticket people that have to sell those for the Cavs probably hated that line, but there's truth to it. There's a lot of truth to it. And I hate that next season now is going to turn into that reality where we're just going to doubt them and keep doubting them until the actual postseason comes.
Well, the expectation level has now changed, right? And this is what I was arguing for the last couple of years with the Browns. Not so much going into this season, but in recent years, under Stefanski and Barry, from my perspective, the bar goes up, man. Okay, you made the playoffs in 2020. That was fun, but what are you going to do for an encore, right? And we had a couple years to get the encore. And the encore, quite frankly, wasn't that great, and it didn't last long. And that's kind of how I feel like about the Cavaliers. Like, if you're a Cavalier fan, you should be disappointed today. You should be frustrated and upset that they're not playing basketball Thursday night and that their season is over. And they, this is This is, I would argue, outside of those LeBron teams that we had here for those 4 years, I this is the, I guess you could probably say going back to the late 80s, early 90s when they couldn't get through Michael Jordan, I kind of feel like this is the best opportunity for them to win an NBA championship. And right now, I think that window maybe has two more years left on it.
Daryl, was last night, was it all podium, or did you go in the locker room?
I just stayed in the podium room. Just
No, I get it. I you know, because it's one of those things. I know in the postseason, obviously, it's a lot of podium stuff, and so it just gets bogged down that way. Because I didn't know if you had the temperature of the locker room and how they all felt.
Well, I got the temperature of the locker room, and it was, you know, everyone tried to put on the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, the happy face, if you will, but it was even today was very somber. And you know, I credit guys like Max Strus talking about missed opportunity, you know, Jared Allen acknowledging he just did not do his part in this series. You know, Darius Garland talked about the toe injury and the limitations and steel plate and a spacer and all this other stuff and how uncomfortable it was for him, but he just needed to, you know, get back out there. And you know, I won't say what Tristan Thompson said today. You can go watch the video for yourself. But like, I you know, they realize what I think it's dawned on them what has happened. They blew it. And there's only so many cracks at this thing you get, right?
Yeah.
In my view, for expectations of competing for potentially win an NBA championship, they're now 0-1. And like I said, I feel like the window's got maybe two more years left on it. And, you know, hopefully next year they're able to break through, or the year after that they're able to break through. But to your point earlier, when you talked about that linear growth that we've heard Kobe Altman talk about, right? Mm-hmm. You can't talk about that now. Yeah, okay, you took a step forward. You won 64 games in the regular season. Guess what that got you? It got you a second round exit where you got a gentleman sweep again for the second time in 3 years in a playoff series.
All right, Daryl. Fantastic insight as always. Appreciate the late night last night. Getting back after it today, and you got a schedule release tonight, man. You're one of the busiest people in the city.
It's just a normal spring in Northeast Ohio. It's a lot of fun. So we'll see what the Browns schedule looks like at around 8 o'clock. But we'll see how many outside of 1 o'clock kickoffs there are. But I said yesterday I expect a lot of 1 p.m. kickoffs, and I'm going to kind of stand by my prediction there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.